Zok de Gemara. The Gemara continues. Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Three lines from the bottom. Omar Ameymar. Ameymar said as follows. Omro li rishtino de noshim kashfonios. Rishtino de noshim kashfonios means the head of the woman witches. There was a group of witches. So the head of that group told me. She was the one that taught them, Rashbam says. She's the one that led this group of witches. So Omar Ameymar, Omar li rishtino de noshim kashfonios. Hayman de pogabu be noshim kashfonios. If someone meets women that are witches, Neima Hochi should say the following thing to make sure that this shouldn't have an effect on you. Chori Chamima. Chori Chamima means Hatzoya. Bidikula Bezaya. Bidikula Bezaya means in a basket. Bidikula Bezaya means a basket, a sal that has holes in it. Lefumaycha should fall on your mouth. Neshei Dechashayu. A woman of Kishuv. Korach Kachaychu. It should take out your hair, meaning the hair is what the women use as a conduit for witchcraft. So Korach Kachaychu, it should bald you, to make your hair bald. And Porach Pachaychu, and the wind should remove all the breadcrumbs. That was another thing that they use for witchcraft. Hair and breadcrumbs. So it should remove your hair, and it should blow away all the breadcrumbs that you have. Zog di Gemara, daf kuf yud amud beis, ivdur tavlunaychu, and likewise it should spread out your tavlin, your spices. The spices were also used for witchcraft. So you say this kula, you're assured that the witchcraft will not have an effect on you. Zog di Gemara. Porcha zika lemurika chadata dinektisu noshim kashfonios. The Rashbam says that means porcha zika lemuraiku. The wind should blow away your boysim, your perfume, your new perfume that you use, that you hold in your hand, dinektisu noshim kashfonios, that the women use in their hand in order again to use for witchcraft. So they use perfume, they use tavlinim, they use their hair, they use breadcrumbs. All this should be decimated and blown away and not have any effect. And you continue saying, Adechonani v'chananochi, meaning, as long as you had mercy on me, or not you, kolzman shechoso alai min hashamayim, meaning, as long as they were chas on me min hashamayim, v'chananochi. And likewise, I was choining on myself. Loi asisi legav. I did not come in between you. I didn't come hinder you. I didn't come bother you. You had mercy on me. I did not have any bad feelings against you. So, Mamela, I didn't come in between you. But hashad the osis legav. Now that you're coming to me, because we're talking about a person that's poga b'machashefos. He met witchcraft. He met these witches. So hashe the osis legav. Kachanani v'chonanachi. Now that you came to me, so now I know that your mercy on me is cooled off, and likewise my rachmim to you as niskari, that I was in chasa myself. So memela, now things are changed, and now I'm saying this segula in order that you shouldn't have an effect on me. Now really, witchcraft is be'etzem negeya to men also. But the Torah already says, dibar kosa behoiva. When we say mechashefa lo yitzachaya, it doesn't mean only a mechashefa, it only means a mechashef. Just the norm, the dibar kosa behoiva is that women were the ones that were witches. But be'etzem, it's something that's negeya, obviously, to a man also. Zok di Gemara, four lines from the top, kuf yud amud aleph. Four lines from the top of Yud Amud Beis. B'marove lo kapti azugi. Oh, back to zugis. We had two sugis. One sugi was zugis, and one sugi was witchcraft. So the Gemara says, B'marove in Eitz Yisrael lo kapti azuga. They weren't makpid about zugis. Like, we're also not makpid on zugis. And as a matter of fact, B'marove, is in the Zman of the Amoraim, some Mepharshim explain. But in the Zman of Tanoim, earlier Zman, they were Makbid in Eitz Yisrael also. So the Gemara b'Marov le'kapti Azusa, they were Makbid about witchcraft. Rav Dimi min ha'ardoi, kopid afilu aroishmo dechavito. He was Makbid even on the barrel. You know, when you have a barrel and it says on the top a number of how much, what's the volume inside? He was makbid that the number stated on the top of the barrel should not be a zugdik number, should not be an even number, it should be an odd number. Have uvda, there was a maisa, upoka chavita, and the barrel actually burst, it cracked, because it had a number that was zugois, an even number, so that's where the hakpoda came, the Rav Dimi min ha'ardoi had, even on the number stated on the barrel should not be zugois. Zog de gemara, klola de milsa. The klola de milsa is, kol de kopid, kapte bahadei. If a person is makbid on zugas, if he's makbid on zugas, then the zugas are makbid on him. Ude loy kopid, le kapte bahadei. But if a person is not makbid, then it's not going to have an effect on him. And that's how we lemaisa go, that we're not makbid on zugas. But the Gemara here says, some take this gears out, umiu lemechash mi boi. But you still have to be choishish. That means even if you're not makbid on zugas, you still have to be choishish in the back of your mind. Now, Lemaisa, the Gemara in the Dorm Lamed Beis, the Gemara says the same thing, similarly, legabe nechush. It says that if someone is menachesh, so then the nechush comes after him. Someone is not menachesh, so then the nechush has no effect on him. That means if you're oisig in it, then it comes after you, the nechush. Reb Moshe has a tshuva in Ebenezer, Chelek Gimel, Simcha Chavov, he says that the etzim, the same thing, legabe ein hora. Ein hora is man de kopit, kapti alei. Man de loy kopit, loy kapdinon. So mele, it's a general rule on man de kopit, loy kapti. Sale gabe, the Gemara over here says le gabe zugois. But the question is, it's also le gabe nechush, or even le gabe ein hora. Obviously, ein hora is different. You have to be choshish. But akoponim, it's clear the Gemara says, man de kopit, loy kapdinon. Now, we le mais are not choshish le mechash either. You don't see anyone staying away from an even number. So the Ben Yoyoda, so the Tois in Yuma, that Ein Zayin already says that it became weakened, the koyach of the Sitra Acha. So Mamela, it's all a question of stages. That's why in Marova, they're already not makbid because of the Kedusha of Eitz Yisrael. And afterwards it spread to Bovel, Dr. Ben Yoyoda. Until it came, Bismanenu Onu, it was Takan Nechlash, and Mamela, we don't have to worry about Zugos and about Sitra Acha and about the Shadim. Now, the Ben Yoyoda brings that in his, where he came in Baghdad, Atkere Kach, they wanted to show that Zugas, they're not Makbid on, that they were Makbid to make things Bedavka even, to show that we're not Makbid on Zugas. Atkere Kach, they went to the opposite extreme to show that Zugas means nothing by them. Zog de Gemara. Ki osa Rav Dimi Omar. Rav Dimi said as follows. Shtei Beim, if someone has two eggs, Shtei Egoizin, two nuts. Shtei kishuin, two cucumbers, v'dovar acher, and another food item, which we don't know what it is, halach l'moish misinai. Those items, that's why some bring down that even if you're not makbid on zugois, mandiloi kopit loy kaptinon, but beyem egoizin and kishuin, we are makbid on. Now, not l'halocha, but that's akoponim, the Gemara differentiates them, and the Gemara puts in dovar acher. Now, we don't know what that dovar ach is. Because of that, not the knowledge, the lack of knowledge of what the dovar ach is, that's the whole reason why we were makbid al kaponim on zugois, because they don't know what that dovar ach was. So they stayed away from all food items on zugois, because maybe that's the dovar ach. Now, the Gemara says over here, loshen of halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, it has to be, someone explain, that l'chayre, if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, how could the Gemara two lines earlier say, man de kopit, Kaptino man de loikot loy kapti. Halacha l'moshe misinai, you can't just ignore and put away by loy kapti, loy kaptinon. So someone to say that's gufa chelik of the halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha l'moshe misinai is called manya makbid. But if you're not makbid, so then ein chanami, then the halacha l'moshe misinai gufa is that loy kaptinon. Meaning it's a tnai called manya makbid. But lo'olam it's tak a halacha l'moshe misinai. Others learn, the Tiferes Yisrael learns Behedi and Yuma, he says that it's not a real halacha l'moshe misinai. If it's halacha l'moshe misinai, even though it's a lashon of halacha l'moshe misinai, then it's impossible to say, man de loy kapti loy kaptinon. So the lush of Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, he just says, what the Gemara means is that it's clear like Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. These things are a chash of Zugos as clear as Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai is. But Lo'olam, it's not a real Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Others say that Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai Gufa is that you're allowed to be choshed if you want, ain't have to worry about Daki Amori. Now, L'Maisa, at the end of the day, we take a paskin that man the kapit loy kaptinon, and the Beis Yosef brings in the simikuf ein in Orchaim, the Orchashulchan brings in Yoredeya, simikuf tezayin. Legabi these items of Beim and Goizim and Kishuin, so there are those that are taka choshed more for these, for Zugais. Sog the Gemara, umistapkelu legabonon, my new dover acher. Oh, so we taka don't know what that dover acher is. The gozer rabbanu bekula zuga mishum dover acher, meaning, so either you learn this gemara dahenu bizman they were choshed, so they were choshed with a zuga because of that dover acher, not knowing what the dover acher is. Zok the gemara v'hod amor nasora tam neshita arba ein mishum zuga. That which we said in Omer Aleph, we said a minion is no zuga. We said eight is no zuga because of Yosem l'chol shalom, the seventh word of Birskanim on the third pasuk, and four is not a problem of zuga, and six all because of the second pasuk of Birskanim, the first pasuk of Birskanim. We had a whole cheshmer the gemara before lo yamogen elin yemazikin. That's only legabe the din of zeika, like we said mazikin zugais. Avelin yekshofim afilu tuven amichashinon, and that's the hemshcha of the gemara we had yesterday also. The gemara said that he had a whole argument with the koil up until 101. And then it busted. Because Rashbam said 10 and more than 10, you have to be choshed. That's all legabe mazikin. But kshofim is taka different. And Tosef brings that before also. Tosef says koshel brocha is not mitzdarif. Even though we had yishmerecha, it's not mitzdarif. So Tosef mechalak, there's two sugis. There's mazikin and there's kshofim. And mazikin is one thing and kishv is something else. And that's why the Gemara over here says likewise. Kshofim is different than mazikin. Zok the Gemara, how do we know kshofim is different? Ki ho da'u gavre de goshel de bisu. There was a person that divorced his wife, so she was very angry. So what did she do? Intzva lechenvoi. She ended up marrying a storekeeper, not just a storekeeper. The guy had a bar of where you can drink wine and whiskey. Kol yoyim ava ozel v'shosi chamra. Her first husband every day went to drink in this tavern, in this place that the new husband owned. Have a cut of the lake shofim. She was angry at her first husband for divorcing him. So she tried, that's how the Meiri explains. So she tried to get a spell of shofim to take an effect on him. Why was it not having, didn't that have an effect on him? He was makpid about how many cups he drank in the bar. He always made sure it's not an even number of zugos. Yoim echad, one day, he always tried to keep track. Cup number 10, cup number 11. Make sure I have 11 cups. 12, I made sure I have 13 cups. But Yom Echad, Ishti Tuva, V'le'ah Yodei Kameshosi, he did not know where he was holding. Since he got a little drunk, so he forgot which number he's holding. He wanted to make sure not to end it in an even number. At Shitzer Avetzayel, till number 16 cups, he was able to handle or remember, don't finish by 14, don't finish by, and he made sure to have 15. Once he got to 16, his das wasn't so tzolo, so clear. He wasn't so clear-headed. So till 16 is da'ay b'nafshe. Mikan ve'elech, once he got past 16, lahavet zayil, he wasn't as clear-minded. V'lo is da'ay b'nafshe. And he wasn't careful not to end a number that's not zugois. So what happened? Zok d'gemora, afikta bezuga. She was able to remove him from the Beis Medrash with zugois. Meaning, not from the Beis Medrash. She was able to remove him from this bar with zugois, because he finished with a number that's zugois, with kshofim. She was able to get him out. So a taya means an Arab merchant. Gaspe, he poga boy, or the Rashbam says another pshat, haven boy. He was able to see on him that he was under a spell. He was a mesukin right now. Kishuf had an effect on him. So kiave ozil gaspe hautaya. Omale, so he said gavre ktiluhu da ozilocha. A dead man is walking over here. This person has a spell of kishuf on him. Ozal. So he saw Taka that chafke ledikle. The husband, because of his illness, the spell of kishuf, he went and he hugged a dekel tree. Tzovach dikle upokahu. What happened was, Dr. Ashbam, the decal, he grabbed onto the decal, and the effect of the kishuv went onto the decal, and the decal became dry because of the kshofim. What happened to him, I'm not sure exactly, but pokahu, and it busted, meaning the decal tree dried up from the spell of the kishuv. Either it went off him, it went onto the tree, or it stayed on him. But the point is, that's what the effect of kishuv was, because zugos, you have to worry about kishuv still. Zok de Gemara. Omar Rav Avira, ko'orois v'kikorois. When it comes to dishes, two plates, or two loaves of bread, ein bem shum zugos. You don't have to worry about zugos when it comes to ko'orois or kikorois. The reason is, because you split the food item into two plates, that doesn't make it zugos. What makes it zugos? Because you decided to have two plates. A kikar, what makes the kikar two really? It's bread that you happen to split into two. What makes it two? Maybe it's one. So the Gemara now explains the klal. What would have been zugos in this man when it was choshel zugos? Klal of the milsa. Kol shegomra bidei odom. Anything that's finished by a person. Ein bem shum zugos. Gomra bidei shumayim. Bemili mini de mechel chashinon. That means, and when it comes to food items, that's bidei shumayim, then it's a problem of zugos. Masha'enken, something that's bidei odom, that doesn't make it zugos. So, the moshel, the Gemara just said, kikores, loaves of bread. Loaves of bread is called nechshav bidei odom, because bidei shumayim, it was chitin, it was wheat. That's not edible. You made it roi lachila, aidei odom. So, emela, that is considered that you don't have to worry about zugos. Lamashal, by the whole sugi of wine, why is wine considered bidei shomayim? L'chayit, it's also bidei adam. The Torah says no. Zoktais rid, because the grapes have grape juice inside. The juice that's inside the grapes is already wine. So mamel, it's ready gom bidei shomayim in the state, even in the state when it was a grape. The Or HaShulchan says that this whole thing is l'chayit, What about wine? L'chayra, wine is also gomer b'dei adam. This kasha that Tosfot comes to answer. Tosfot answers that in the grape itself there's juice. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that no. Only by food items, like the Gemara says, b'mini de meichal, over there it's totally in adam b'mei shamayim. But when it comes to drinks, so then even b'dei adam y'chashinon. And that's what the Gemara says, b'mini de meichal, so then y'chashinon b'dei shamayim. B'mini de meichal. But when it comes, and not b'dei adam. But when it comes to drink, so then even b'dei adam, you would be choshesh. That's what the Aruch Shulchan explains. Yayin, even the Gemara over here says that only bidei shemayim yichash and not bidei odom. The Gemara continues. Chanus, if you go into a store and you go in and you drink there, so then ein bem shum zugos. So you don't have to worry about zugos. I, the Gemara before, said the guy went into the bar. That's kishuf. Kishuf is different than zugos. Zugos or mazikin is different than kishuf. And the reason why chanus, you don't have to worry, because it's not something that's kavua. The chanus is just you go into a store, but it's not something that's bekvius that you dare. So chanus ein bem shum zugos. Nimlach, if a person is nimlach, that means he happens to have another one, ein bem shum zugos. Again, if you're nimlach, you have another one afterwards, it's not mitzurf to the previous one. If you have, I'm holding by three and now I'm taking a fourth after nimlach, that's not called a tzirf to make it zugos. Oireach, if someone is a guest, ein bem shum zugos. Because a guest, again, a guest doesn't know what he's getting served, so it's not kavua. Again, it's amit starif to the previous dish that he ate. I'm not the one that's serving, so there's no zugas by a guest. Isha ein bem shum zugas. A woman doesn't have zugas either, because again, a woman is not someone. Zokto Hashbam, she's like an oirech dummy, because she's not kavua. She's not a woman. Doesn't just hit the bottle and drink and have worry about zugos. So an isha emishum zugos. The isha chshuva, but if she's an isha chshuva, so then chayshinon. Then we take choshesh even by an isha. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rav China b'Rei de Rav Yeshua. Ispargus. Ispargus, the Rashbam explains, is a type of dish that's made out of wine and cabbage juice, and it was drunk every morning for medicinal reasons before one ate. So it's mitzarev letoiva, not leraw, because it's refuah. So asparagus, mitzarev letoiva and mitzarev leraw, you don't have to worry about zugas because it can only add up to the number in a positive way, not in a negative way, because it's a refuah, it's a good thing. Omer Avinu mishmei derove, zuga lechumra. That means, zuga lechumra, if you don't know where you're holding, am I holding cup number 11 or 12? So you go lechumra. Lechumra means, drink another cup. So like this, if if you're holding by an even number, so my intent is to mitzarif it to make it odd. And if I did not drink an even number yet, so it's not mitzur because it's nimlach. It's like it's a separation. I'm adding this on afterwards. But the oilam and not the teres tziruf, so lechumra, you always evade the problem of zugos. Others say zuga lekula. Fakir, don't drink. Since if you drink, you're megaladas that you're makbid on zugos. So if originally you were not holding by zugos yet, so mela, now you're causing yourself to be zugos. So if you drink, it's worse. That's why better you shouldn't drink. And if till now you were zugos, so maybe it won't have an effect on you. Because varai, I'm not worried about it. So loy kopit, loy kapti ba'day. That's what Rashi explains. That's the cheshbon of zuga lekula. Zogdemo Omer Rav Yosef, trei de chamro. If you have two cups of wine, v'chad de shicha, and one cup of beer, so the question is, does beer and wine mitzurif to make it three? Zogdemo loy mitzarif. And the reason not mitzarif, because yain is more choshev than beer. So beer is not going to be mitzarif to wine to make it ois zugois. Trei de shicha. If you have two cups of beer, v'chad de chamro, and since wine is more choshev, so it's mitzarif. So it's mitzarif to make it three, and it won't end up with two of sheikha. Meaning, the more choshev a one is mitzarif to the one that's less choshev. But sheikha, you can't have less choshev mitzarif to the one that's more choshev. V'simonech, and we find a similar case, zeh klal. Kol ha-mechubaloi min ha-chomu mimenu tomei, min ha-kal mimenu tohor. And the Rashbam explains as follows. The Rashbam is five lines when it gets wide. Kol ha-mechubaloi, meaning, by tumas state in the Mishnah as follows. A mappets, the shear of a mappets is chomesh al-chomesh, 5 by 5. Machzeles is not as choshev, so it's 6 by 6. So if you have a machzeles, that's 5 by 5, so it's not a kabatuma. So if you have a machzeles 5 by 5, and you add on one tefach of a mappets, which is more choshev, because it's 5, that the shear is a smaller shear, so hoyel, it's chomer mimenu, it's mitzarif, it's mekabatuma. Even though you have 5 machzeles and 1 mappets together, it's mekabatuma. It's like 6. Even though it's from a different item, but the item is more chomish. But if let's say you have a mappets, which is usually 5 and it's only 4, it's 4 tefach to the mach, and you add on it, and you add on a tefach of the machzeles, which is less choshev, which usually the shear is 6 by 6, so we're not going to be mitzarif because the kal is not mitzarif to something that's more chomer. So here also, trei de shicha v'chad de chamra, 2 cups of beer and then 1 cup of wine. That's not a mitzarif because it's mochoshev. Mochoshev is mitzarif to the previous one. Masha enkein chad de shicha. If you have first 2 cups of wine and then chad de shicha, trei de chamra and chad de shicha, that's lo mitzarif because 2 cups of wine and then added on to that 1 of beer is not going to be mitzarif because less choshev is not mitzarif to something that's mochoshev. And that's this gemara v'simonech zeaklal kol ha-mechuber loy min ha-chomer mimenu tomei. Something that's mechuber, if it's a chomer mimenu, it's like a mitzarif to mitamit. Like we said, machzeles and mappets. Masha enke min ha-kal mimenu, it's going to be tohar. Zog the gemara, the last gemara, omrav nachman omrav. Trei kametaka. If you have 2 cups before a meal, v'chad ataka, and 1 during the meal, it's mitzarif. It's mitzarif to make it that it's not zugas from the 2 before the meal. I guess the meal is more choshev, so it's mitzarif to uproot the 2 from before the meal. However, zok de gemara, chad mikame tako, if you have 1 before the meal, v'trei ataka and 2 during the meal, then loy mitzarifin, and then it will be chisaron of zugos. Because the 2 that you have to buy the meal, you can't be mitzarif to make it oy zugos from the 1 before the meal. So the ataka remain chisaron of zugos. At the end of the day, you had zugos during the meal, so it's not going to help it tziruf from the 1 from before the meal. On that gemara, as a kasha, maskor meshasha, ota anon litkune taka kobinon, are we coming to be misakin the taka, the meal? It's not about the meal, it's about the person. Litkune gavra beinon. We have to make sure that the person doesn't drink something that's zugois. The gavra kome taka mekoi. At the end of the day, this gavra, who cares that it's 1 before the meal and 2 during the meal? At the end of the day, the person is gavra mitaka mekoi. He did not have zugois. Mind of kamina was during the meal and before the meal. At the end of the day, he did not drink zugois. He drank 3. So what should be the chisaron? So the Gemara is taka changed, and the Gemara says, Elohim Mishasha, the kuli al metre ataka v'chad lebos ataka. If you have 2 during the meal and 1 after the meal, so then it's like a nimlach, So that's lo mitzdarfa. If you have two during the meal and one afterward, that's like a nimlach. That's not going to take it oy zugos. And that's not going to mitzdarfa. Kayi maise de Rabban Nachmeni, like the maise of Rabban Nachmeni, the Rishbam explains, that showed that you can't just mitzarf something after the meal to make oy zugos from something during the meal. And the only way he was mitzarf it, that it should remove the zugos, if you go back to the meal, you go back to the table you ate on and drink another cup over there. Don't you drink another cup somewhere else. That's not going to be mitzarif. It's like nimlach to uproot the previous zugos. You have to go back to the meal to make the chelik of the taka, and then it will be uprooted. Zok Rashbam, udikuli alma afilu rameshashet treya toka. If you have two during the meal, v'chad bosa toka lo mitzarfa. Mishu ma'ase de Rabban Nachmeni, like the ma'ase. That's rechinu toka la'adure kamei. He had to, the Gemara Bar Mitzvah says, apparently, he had to go back to the meal to uproot the zugos. The ichad bosa taka mitzarif. If one after the meal is taka mitzarif, letrei the taka for two during the meal. So then, why did he have to tell him to go back to the table to drink that one? Lishkinu koishlishi bosa taka. Beloy adure taka. Why have to bring back the Amolda was akiyos hashulchan? Why have to bring back the shulchan and drink the third one over there? Vaistois that. After the meal is nimlach, it can only be mitzurif to the two during the taka, if you go back to a matzav of taka. And the mele, like we see, like Rabban Nachmeni, and that's taka, remember we're saying, two during the taka, and one after the taka, is not mitzurif, unless you go back to a matzav of taka, so it's mitzurif, it's not nimlach, ke yimaisi de Rabban Nachmeni. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the omid, Omer Avido Meshmuel.